Unit 2.
Part 1. Blood groups and palm lines.
2. What your blood type says about your personality. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Type O. You're the social butterflies. Often popular and self-confident, you're very creative and always seem to be the center of attention. You make a good impression on people.And you're often quite attractive. Organized and determined, your stubbornness will help you reach your goals. You make good leaders. O is the most compatible with O and AB. Common career choices: banker, politician, minister, investment broker, and pro athlete. Type A. Type A's may seem calm on the outside.But inside you're filled with anxiety and worry. You're perfectionists and often shy and sensitive to color and your surroundings. You're stable and thoughtful. You make good listeners. You like to be fashionable and are up on the latest trends, but never flashy. You like romantic settings and often shun reality for fantasy worlds. A is most compatible with A and AB in the love department.Common career choices: accountant, librarian, economist, writer, and computer programmer. Type B. You can be very goal-oriented and often complete the ambitious tasks set before you. Outgoing and very charming, you're good at reading people and providing support. Though critical of appearance, but not your own, you aren't picky.And are unlikely to dwell upon the little things. Type B's often create their own path in life. You're very strong and optimistic. B is most compatible with B and AB lovers. Common career choices: cook, hairdressers, military leader, talk show host, and journalist. Type AB. Not surprisingly, AB's can be quite dualistic.Possessing both A and B traits. You may be shy and outgoing, and hesitant and confident. You often stand out from others, and are nice and easygoing. You are logical and determined to do things correctly. Usually trustworthy, you like to help others. You often speak in a serious manner. Your patience, concentration, and intelligence are admirable. AB can find a soulmate.With any other blood type. Common career choices: bartender, lawyer, teacher, sales representative, and social worker.
Part 2. Financial matters.
3. I'm broke.
John is broke, and he asks Jenny to lend him some money. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
Jenny...Could you lend me a few dollars? I'm a little broke.
I'm short of money myself, and you still owe me $20.
I can't seem to make ends meet these days.
You got a great job recently, didn't you?
Well, I do have a job, but I buy a lot of things and pay by credit card.
I see. People like credit cards because they allow you to borrow money for payment.
Yes, so do I.
But people spend too much with their credit cards and go over their budget.
4. No risk, no gain.
John is giving Jessica advice on managing money. Listen to the tape or CD, then decide whether the following statements are true or false. There are some great sales I just couldn't miss, John.
So, any luck finding a new job?
None.
You'll be up to your ears in debt if you keep spending like this.
I don't think so. I've decided to buy stocks. Maybe in a week, I'll be a millionaire.
But that's a big risk.
Yeah, but no risks, no gain. I'll bet all my savings on them.
Are you crazy? As the old saying goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Maybe you're right.
5. How the stock market works.Read the passage and do the exercises.
If asked, what's one of the fastest ways to lose money? Your answer might be, invest in the stock market and follow the investment company's advice. There may be some truth to this answer. The following story tells you how the stock market works. Years ago in a village, a man turned up and announced to the villagers that he would purchase monkeys for $10 each. The villagers went out to the forest and began catching monkeys. The man bought thousands at $10, and as supply started to decrease, the villagers stopped their effort. The man further announced that he would now buy at $20. The villagers renewed their efforts and started catching monkeys again. Soon there were few monkeys, and people started to going back to their farms. The offer price increased to $25, and the supply of monkeys became so small that it was an effort to even see a monkey, let alone catch it. The man now announced that he would buy monkeys at $50. However, since he had to go to the city on business, his assistant would now buy on his behalf. When the man was away, the assistant told the villagers, "Look at all these monkeys in the big cage that the man has collected. I will sell them to you for $35 each, and when the man returns from the city, you can sell them to him for $50 each." The villagers spent all their savings buying all the monkeys. Then they never saw the man nor his assistant again, only monkeys everywhere. Vocabulary. New words.
Blood.
Type. Stubborn.
Impatient.
Fit.
Confidence.
Tumor.
Social.
Butterfly.
Confident.
Determined.
Goal.
Compatible.
Politician.
Minister.
Broker.
Athlete.
Perfectionist.
Shy.
Surroundings.
Stable.
Thoughtful.
Fashionable.
Trend.
Flashy.
Romantic.
Setting.
Shun.
Reality.
Fantasy.
Department.
Economist.
Oriented.
Outgoing.
Charming.
Provide.
Critical.
Create.
Path.
Optimistic.
Hairdresser.
Journalist.
Dualistic.
Possess.
Trait.
Hesitant.
Easygoing.
Logical.
Trustworthy.
Concentration.
Intelligence.
Admirable.
Bartender.
Representative.
Proverb.
Coin.
Moss.
Penny. Finance.
Loan.
Effect.
Fund.
Broke.
Owe.
Credit.
Budget.
Invest.
Sale.
Debt.
Stock.
Millionaire.
Saving.
Saying. Investment.
Announce.
Purchase.
Supply.
Decrease.
Effort.
Renew.
Assistant.
Behalf.
Cage.
Collect. Proper nouns.
Jenny.
Jessica.